Well, howdy guys. Now here's a video that I found, and I'll put a link to it, and the credit goes to the person that put it on, not me. But it does show that everything femons get into, they have to make it about them. This femon is a teacher of some young children, but that's not really important to her. What's more important is the clothes that she wears, different every day. And she makes a recording in the classroom of her new clothes every day. She's using the school and her teaching as basically a backdrop. And she puts these videos online. She obviously doesn't want to be a teacher. She wants to be an influencer or something. I mean, if you're a teacher, the most important thing is the children, surely. But this is what femons do every time. Whatever they're in, whatever they're doing, they have to make it about them, don't they? And it's become quite obnoxious, to be frank.
A young female high school teacher was asked to be suspended because parents believed her outfits were too unusual for the classroom. The teacher often posts outfit videos recorded inside her classroom. She wears a different look almost every day, including short skirts, crop tops, patterned tights, and tight clothing. She has only one eye, and even her prosthetic eye features colorful cartoon designs that match her unique style. At first, many students enjoyed her videos and praised her confidence. However, the situation changed after parents discovered her account. Some complained that her clothes were not appropriate for a teacher and said she looked more like an influencer than an educator. Parents also claimed that her appearance was distracting students during lessons. They worried that teenagers might focus more on her outfits than on schoolwork. Some even warned that the attention could lead to uncomfortable situations or more serious problems inside the school. After receiving several complaints, parents began demanding that the school suspend her. The school has not announced a final decision, but the case has already divided people online.
Anyway, there you go, guys. And I believe she should be suspended and investigated and told to reevaluate what teaching is all about. Femons can't seem to pay attention to what they're actually doing at the time. She's a teacher, not auditioning for a model agency. And she's using the classroom to do it. Anyway, guys, really let me know what you think and what should happen to this teacher. She's obviously in the wrong profession. Maybe she'd upgrade from whatever she's doing and do OnlyFans, I guess. But to my mind, she doesn't belong in a classroom, for sure. You take it easy, guys.